There is all sorts of history and tradition that goes into the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Find out why it should be on your bucket list. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale. We're going to learn more about that in this episode. The DLCC Ranch, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Stockman's Livestock Exchange, the American Gelvy Association, Imogene Ingredients and Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. We are taking a break today from the hardcore cow stuff that we're always tackling each and every week. And I got a question. I don't understand this. I know we're getting close to graduation season because our mailbox, we're getting announcements every single day. Number one, how are y'all getting our address is my first question. We're getting these things from all over the country.
It's been pretty interesting, but at the same time, it's pretty
neat.
This
is nuts.
That so many of you feel like we are those true friends that you hear each and every week, and you're sending us invitations, announcements. It would be hilarious if we did show up at a few of these outfits.
So are we true friends, excuse me, or are they're just wanting $50?
Oh, I see where you're going.
No, teaser. We do really appreciate, though, all of the announcements that we've been getting, which leads me to this question. And we go through this every single time of year, and I know people say, just put cash in that graduation announcement, right? You and I try to be a little bit more creative in, you know, what we try to do. We usually end up just doing the cash because we run out of creativity. So what do you think is the appropriate dollar amount that we should put in a lot of these announcements that we're getting?
Talk about putting me in the hot seat on that
one. Well, we got to figure this out because we're getting a stack of them and we're going to have to take out a loan, I swear, to be able to pay this deal off.
Well, one thing I know that we've implemented this in the past and we'll definitely be implementing it this year.
Are you listening to this,
and
yo?
That is, I'm thinking this year it's going to be right around that $30 budget. But then if we receive an actual thank you card, and it's not written by mom, okay? A thank you card, then I think we'll be sending them a few more extra bucks. Because
okay, so can I up the ante and say send them a 20? And if
yes,
they send us a handwritten thank you card in your handwriting, not mom and dad's,
like I just said,
we'll send them another 20?
Okay, well, I was going to give them, you know, give them 30 and give them another 20, so they got 50 out the door, but you're going
so
with
so you're
40.
Saying like 30 up front, and then you'll get it, we'll throw another 20 in if they send us a thank you note.
That's what I'm thinking. See how we're working this out on air?
Idea.
But that's the whole deal, because in the last couple of years, I don't know if anybody else has noticed that, but either A, we didn't get a thank you at all, or B, we might have gotten a text message from one of the youth.
Wait,
saying,
that's right, we did. We got one text message.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Come on.
And so I got this idea from my aunt. She started doing this a couple years ago because she worked in a business in town and everybody came in every day. So they all knew her, right? So she would get literally an invitation from every kid that graduated.
I'm sure she
would. And she was tired of not receiving a thank you whatsoever. And then that's what she started doing. And now, what do you know? She's getting thank yous, but now she's had to pony up more money. But I thought that was a great way to teach the youth how important it is just to say that simple thing, thank you.
And to go through the steps of just getting a little card that just says, hey, Tigger and Beck, I know y'all are busy, but thank you very much for the $30, if that's what we're going to budget. I think that's a great idea.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So there you
have
it.
You come up with all sorts of them because it's a busy time of year. I mean, graduations are just around the corner and everybody's cleaning out their shops and panicking and trying to figure all this out.
I know. And all the gals are trying to figure out what they're going to serve for food.
Right. How many people are going to be invited? Who's
all hands are on deck this time of year. When May comes around, graduations aren't too far off. It is a busy time.
Coming up after the break, we head to Miles City, Montana. We're talking the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale. If it's not on your bucket list, it needs to be. You're all going to have fun with this one. The Ranch It Up Radio Show will be back after this. At Allied Genetic Resources, it's all about commercial customer success.
We see that charge, we understand that charge, and we're going to use all the tools we can to get there.
To maximize heterosis, purchase your next herd sire from an Allied Genetic Resources partner. Just head to AlliedGeneticResources.com.
Cattle Market reports to various news stories. The Tri-State Livestock News covers it all. Check us out at TSLN.com. Subscriptions or advertising, call Tracy Hawk at 406-951-3211. The Tri-State Livestock News, what ranchers read.
The quick, fast, easy, all-in-one location to look at bull sales. Head to ranchchannel.com. Check it out on your phone, ranchchannel.com. All the information on one page at your fingertips. Videos, catalogs, everything, ranchchannel.com. Josh Turner.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low.
Live in concert Thursday, May 16th at the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana.
Baby, we ain't
one of country music's hottest performers with special guest Chancey Williams.
Baby,
tickets are on sale now at buckinghorsesale.com. Josh Turner with special guest Chancey Williams at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana. Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us, Beck and I, your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today. Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your All Things Ranching newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with y'all. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can give us a call or text us at 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Email ranchitupshow@gmail.com. Prowling around social media at Ranch It Up Show. Now let's take a break from all the hardcore cow stuff that we dive into each and every week, and let's talk destinations. Miles City, Montana, to be exact. I love this time of year. We are less than a month away from the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, a Western event like no other. And there's so much history and tradition that goes into now the 73rd annual Miles City Buck and Horse Sale. John Moore is a third-generation rancher and quarter-horse breeder from Miles City, Montana. This award-winning novelist and journalist has become the unofficial historian of the Buck and Horse Sale, documenting and writing about its history for many years. Both John and his father are members of the Montana Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame and the Montana Cowboy Hall of Fame, and John joins us today to walk back in time, if you will, sharing some of the history and traditions behind this truly one-of-a-kind cowboy Mardi Gras event. John, thanks so much for joining us today. It was kind of a bearcat getting hooked up, right? Now, there are lots of our listeners that have heard of the Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, but most have never seen the Miles City Buck and Horse Sale. How would you describe this event to them?
Well, it's authentically Western, and it was birthed out of a need. It's become one of the top Western events, not just in Western America, but, you know, it's known, it's world famous for a reason. Now, originally, it was world famous largely because it was so wild. There wasn't anything else like it for pure wildness. But a lot of that was predicated on the amount of horses available. Well, that began to diminish greatly as we got into the 1970s, 1980s. And so everything had to change. You no longer had just loose horses running, you know, places that people had to get rid of, you know, totally wild horses. You didn't have the number of spoiled saddle horses that were being, you know, hauled to town and run through the bucking horse sale. Right now, almost all the horses that go through the bucking horse sale are bred to buck. You do have your few spoiled saddle horses and things like that, but these are horses that are bred to buck. So what you don't have that people used to enjoy, but it was kind of a macabre enjoyment, was the wild horse wrecks. When you had all these untried horses, you know, you had horses that would just, you never knew what would happen when you opened the chute gate. And of course, any of us who have owned bucking horses or traded in them, or, you know, like my father, you know, traded in hundreds of them. You know that in evaluating a bucking horse, what you don't want is that wild horse fit. You know, you want a horse that has it in him to buck and will continue bucking. And so now you have better quality of bucking horses by far. You still have a few, you know, real exciting wrecks. But overall, you know, the horses are much better. And sometimes a real veteran horse, even a horse that may have been at the National Finals Rodeo, will be consigned. And so that will draw, you know, your top buyers and bring good money. But then you also, for those who just like the wrecks, we have one of the premier wild horse race events during that weekend. And wild horse race teams come from all over the western U.S. I mean, they come from Arizona, you know, Colorado, Alberta, Saskatchewan. And that's a real crowd pleaser. The parimutuel betting on the horse races has always been popular. A lot of people come thinking the horse racing is going to bore them. You know, that'll be boring. And then before you know it, they're the ones with a program and studying everything and rushing down to the windows to place a bet. So that adds to it. We have, of course, a big parade, and we have art. A local art gallery will have Western art, but we also have art in the park and a quick draw contest. The vendors come, so there's a large trade show. And if you like to just people watch, boy, Mile City's the place. You don't know what you'll see. But the history to me is I think the selling point, if you understand that's the foundation that you're building on, and the famous horses, the famous cowboys that have come out of the sale.
When we came out and attended the Buck and Horse sale, it was kind of a mesh of the honoring the past and enjoying the present and looking forward to the future, maybe is the best way for me to describe it, because it was everything that you said. It's the history of not just the bucking horse, but it's this Western way of life. It's the horse culture of the Northern Plains. It's a ranching way of life. It's a tradition that so many of us have relation in, and we still work in today, of course. And then we go in and we take some things like the PRCA Extreme Bronc Match, where 32 of the top riders in the world, you know, they vie for a $50,000 purse. You get to see some of the present, I mean, the best of the best bronc riders in the world that are going to be at the NFR. You get to see your heroes there. You get to maybe get some more heroes and meet some of these individuals. And then it the exciting part of just being able to see these horses and wonder, what are they going to go on to in the future? And to me, that's what was so special about the Buck and Horse sale, is it really just brings the past, present, and future together in a weekend, and Mile City just opens up their doors. Yep. And all I can say is we had an absolute spectacular time enjoying everything about the world-famous Mile City Buck and Horse Sale.
What it really boils down to, and what I was fighting for years ago, and the reason I did that 76-page booklet on the sale in 1982, is the bucking horse. Mile City's always been bronc country. Oh, you know, the Mile City is called the cow capital of the world, but more honestly, in the past, it was the horse capital of the world. More horses were shipped out of Mile City during World War I than any place in America. And this wasn't just during World War I, but all the way from about 1890 to about 1940, from the FUF ranch, which raised 15,000, you know, horses that were light artillery horses for World War I. 44 ranch ran about 15,000 horses, and then probably most famously of the CBCs, which my father worked for, had about 63,000 horses on their tax rolls. The trail drovers that came up from Texas, you know, rode smaller horses, the actual cow pony. meaning a horse that probably stood around 14 hands. A lot of those horses didn't stay here because of the winters. You needed a stouter horse that could plow through the snow drifts and just forage for himself. And so a lot of horses up here, a lot of ranchers raised 2,000-3,000 head of workhorses that were shipped out of this area, and mules, but let's say a lot of workhorses, Belgians, Shires, and Percherons. And then the remount program here in Miles City at Fort Keel supplied more horses to the Army than any remount service in America. And so they raised primarily thoroughbreds and Morgans, and a lot of these horses got loose and crossed. So you had Percherons and Shires crossing on thoroughbreds and Morgans, you know, a lot of loose horses. And a lot of these became the bucking horses, you know, of the 20s, 30s, 40s, you know, then going into about 1960. This has always been horse country and big bronc kind of country. So our history is built on horses. Like you say, the match, you see the best horses in the world and the best saddle bronc riders in the world. The other thing the bucking horse sale was originally was like the only rodeo school available. Before rodeo schools became popular, cowboys came to Miles City and got on mount money horses, where they were paid a few dollars to get on a horse. And that was their rodeo school. They might get on 10, 15 head, whether it's bareback horses or saddle broncs. And that's where a lot of those cowboys back then, you know, learned how to ride. You just have to kind of come and see it. It's really become more of a family event. There's good music, a lot of different cultural things going on. The community really, really goes out of its way, I think, to welcome people and have a variety of things to do. And it's one of the original bucking horse sales. It's not the very first, but it's one of the very first, okay? But it is the most original, and it's the longest lasting. It is a place full of stories, and I would invite people to really take part of so much of what you'll see. There's a display in the city park that honors our heritage. Also, we're the home of the one and only Wally Badgett, the cartoonist, the syndicated cartoon strip Earl. We just have a lot here. And the Range Riders Museum, for example, greatest small town museum in the world. You'll never say, well, I'm going to take an hour and see the museum. It'll take you a full day and you won't see everything. There's no other small, there's lots of nice, you know, really good museums throughout the West. This is one of the absolute largest. I mean, there's just so much to see. And that just indicates how we value the past, you know, tradition and history and the Western way of life.
John Moore, thank you so much for the time. Check out the show notes at ranchitupshow.com. We have the links available to Amazon where you can purchase any one of the novels that John has written. The 73rd annual world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, May 16th through the 19th in Miles City, Montana. Premier Derby Days horse racing actually begins next weekend and then again on Mother's Day weekend. Thursday, May 16th is the Crown Royal Kickoff Concert featuring Josh Turner with special guest Chancey Williams. Friday, the 17th is the Permit Challenge. The trade show opens that day. Wild horse racing, just to name a few of the events. Saturday the 18th, the Bucking Horse Sale, more wild horse racing. And then on Sunday, May 19th, the PRCA Extreme Bronc Match featuring the top 32 bronc riders in the world. That's just a drop in the bucket of what is going on at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. For the complete schedule, head to buckinghorsesale.com, and you can always go to ranchchannel.com. We have all of the links, the schedules. Ticketing information is there at your fingertips. The 73rd annual world famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, the whole Ranch It Up radio show team will be there. Now, up next, let's talk numbers, let's talk markets. We've got a whole lot more on the Ranch It Up radio show. Keep it parked right here, y'all. The best way to raise beef? Westway Feed Products. Increase your forage utilization. They're efficient. They're convenient. For more information, contact a dealer near you by going to westwayfeed.com or calling 800-800-7517. The best way to raise beef? Westway Feed Products. Why not give Gelbvie and Balancer Bulls a try this year? Raise replacement females with added fertility, increased longevity, and greater productivity. Get increased performance, improve feed efficiency, and increase the carcass merit. Maximize crossbreeding with Gelbvie and Balancer.
Hey, it's Mark Banzi with LivestockMarket.com.
Every week we hear from one of our great partners with updates, info, schedules, reports, and everything in between when it comes to buying and selling livestock and hay online and private treaty. LivestockMarket.com.
Cryptosporidium coccidiosis scours. Do I have your attention now? Don't let scours affect you this calving season by feeding Pharmatan from Imagine Ingredients. But you gotta get it into your cows now. I've been saying it a lot. Head to PharmatanUSA.com. Get ready for the thrill of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day match bronc riding events on the planet. Join us on Sunday, May 19th at the fairgrounds for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $50,000 purse. Plus, add to the excitement with parimutuel wagering. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for a full schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. It is that time when we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, to find out what happened last week in our markets, a little insight maybe into the future. Kirk, what's going on? Let's go through numbers.
As of Friday, April 19th, May feeders closed the week at 242.25. That's up 775 on the week, with the CME feeder index down 320 at 241.37. So you'll notice that narrowed our basis to a negative 4.5 cents versus April futures. We did have a cattle on feed after the market closed on Friday. The cattle on feed came in at 101.5% versus expectations of 102. The place number came in at a pretty bullish surprise at 87.7% versus expectations of 92.3. And the marketing number came in at 86.3% versus expectations of 88.6. So the only slightly bad news would be a lower marketed number than expected, but overall considered bullish. June live cattle closed the week at 175.70. That's up 412.5 on the week, with cash trading 182 in the south and 183 to 84 in the north, and that was before the release of the cattle on feed. The five-area weighted average was down 99 cents at 182.94. leaving the basis versus April futures a very normalized positive $1.45.6. The weekly slaughter came in at 620,000 head. That's 17,000 head more than last week, but still 5,000 head below the same week last year. Choice boxes closed the week at 295.67. That's down 490. A little bit of concern there. Wrap this all up, May corn closed the week at 433.5. That's down 1.25 on the week, as corn continues to consolidate sideways.
Picture this. You wake up feeling well-rested, and as you start doing ranch chores, you don't notice a single ache or pain in your joints. Seem too good to be true? Hey, hey, I'm Shay, and I'm your host for the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. I had the opportunity to visit with Kennedy Youngren about how farmers and ranchers can reduce aches and pains and go about their days with more energy just by making a few practical changes in their diet. The best part? Beef helps. Here's a taste of what we discuss.
A big part of what I do is fostering bone and joint health, because so many men and women are reporting pain, just like this research study says. So it says 87.6% of men and women in agriculture report joint pain. About 50% have diagnosed arthritis, and about 25% have diagnosed osteoarthritis. Now, the culprit of 50% of that statistic is pro-inflammatory diets. So pro-inflammatory diets doesn't necessarily just look like, you know, those processed seed oils that everybody wants to rage about right now. It looks like going too long without eating. It looks like eating insufficiently or using alcohol and caffeine in placement of actual meals, or not working through some of the emotions and covering those up with alcohol and caffeine. So it's a big part of what I do. Yes, fueling farmers and ranchers, but also working through their relationship with food, because we've been taught for so long that we're going to wake up and the cow's got to eat before we do.
Listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
I tip my hat to you from one legend to another.
Before we say fare thee well, we want to give a big old tip of the hat to all of the guys and gals that are in the mechanic shops on your outfits, getting the equipment ready to hit the field. Or if they're already in the field, you're running between equipment
and
hopefully you're not having a whole lot of breakdowns so far yet this spring.
Banging knuckles on crescent wrenches, right?
And those that are making those parts runs. Nothing's worse than that, too.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks from our crew to yours, starting out with John Moore. Thank you so much for visiting with us about the history and traditions behind the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale. Shay Keister-Warner with Casual Cattle Conversations. Kirk Donsbach with Stonex Financial Incorporated. And the one and only boss lady, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners, RanchChannel.com, the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale. By the way, we can't wait to see you there. The American Galvey Association, Imogene Ingredients, Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources, Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, RFD TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station.
And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. That's ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and you can text us 24/7 at 707-RANCH20, 707-726-2420, 707-RANCH20. Spread the good word and join us again next week, where it's always Tigger and Beck approved.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.